The subway in this city, when I've ridden it recently, has been exceptionally busy. And it's nice to see a lot of people using it. But quite frankly, I wish they would use it differently. Many subway users, for some reason, like to stand right at the entrance to the subway car. They don't move inside. They linger at the front, smack dab in the middle of everything. And that means there's a limit to the number of people who can board. The other day, the doors closed with Joe on the train and me left standing on the platform, even though there was plenty of room inside. I know there are all kinds of reasons why standing close to the door is desirable. Being near it provides a sense of control, especially in crowded situations. It's more convenient. Easy on, easy off. But some passengers seem to lack awareness that simply moving further into the subway car could create more space for themselves and others, and improve the overall flow of passengers. In today's gospel, two people take positions for prayer. One comes and stands right in the middle of the temple, and the other stands far off. Now, perhaps it seems right that the Pharisee should take center stage. He is actively participating in a religious practice, claiming an honorable position as God's child. Everyone knows the best vantage point in the temple is where you can see. But the tax collector shows us another position. In that place, we're not in control. It isn't conveniently located in the middle of things. Indeed, it is not a desirable place to be. It's humble. A place where we recognize that we are just one person among many others. That's where Jesus invites us to pray. And perhaps we should try to find that place this Lent, setting ourselves apart from the crowd, existing in a way that doesn't place all the attention on us. During these 40 days, let us take a step back. Get out of the way. And while that may not be the most privileged position, it is, according to the Lord, the right one to be in. And it allows others to get on the train.